We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. And this particular passage from verses 11 through 16 deal with how the shepherd cares for his sheep. And I'm going to be looking through these verses of Scripture. We've been in Psalm 34 for the last month, and so now we're going to begin here in Ezekiel chapter 34. And I want to read verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. Now, it's interesting the language that's used here in the Hebrew here, the emphasis on the one doing the seeking and the searching for the sheep. I, even I. It's a special emphasis that's given in the Hebrew language upon the one who is doing the shepherding. You know, we need to be reminded that God is the shepherd of the sheep. We are not God. We are not shepherds. Now, a pastor is oftentimes referred to as the under-shepherd, or one who teaches the Word of God or shepherds the people. But we are sheep, and it's our responsibility to go where the shepherd says go. Whenever he opens the fold, he says, I want you to go here. We go there. I've been around sheep minimally in my lifetime, and that's probably a good thing. We took our kids to a park up in Sevierville, Tennessee. I'll never forget this, and it was nothing but sheep at this park. And there were little lambs running around, and my kids thought it was the greatest thing in the world. But there was something about the sheep that, first of all, was the smell. The first thing that you notice is the smell. It's just overwhelming. But secondly, you learn very quickly that sheep are not the brightest animals. All right? They're just not the brightest animals. Now, I don't have anything against sheep, and I don't have a personal vendetta against little lambs and things of that nature, but they're just not known for being the brightest. As a matter of fact, when they are frightened, they will run till their body temperature goes so high that they'll collapse and die. That's something I didn't know about sheep, but I learned on the little plaque that they had out there by the sheep as we were, that said that please don't, you know, scare or chase after the sheep, because they can die with all their wool. They can't dispense the heat, and so they actually can almost boil their blood and die from that. But it doesn't take much to scare a sheep. And we need to understand something. It doesn't take much to scare people these days. All you have to look at is, I was in Dollar General yesterday, I mentioned this, and the shelves were empty in there. And people are just had piles of stuff, you know, loaded up, and we get scared. But who should we be trusting in? The Good Shepherd. The Shepherd. I will both search my sheep and seek them out. He is the one that cares for the sheep. And as we're going to learn as we go through these verses through verse 16, and I would encourage you to read these verses of Scripture, as we go through them, you're going to see a different aspect of the shepherd brought out in each one of the verses. About the faithfulness of the shepherd, about the good intentions of the shepherd, about that he's never going to take you to a pasture where the food is bad. He's never going to take you to a river or a brook that the water is bad. The good shepherd will always take care of his sheep. And so I want to encourage you this morning, in the midst of all the chaos and the people that are, you know, and I'm not diminishing at all what is happening, because there are very sick people. And there are people that have died from this. We've had one in our own county that has died from coronavirus. But at the same time, Christian, trust your shepherd. Trust your shepherd. Rely upon him, for he careth for his sheep.